One of the National Football League's historically great teams takes on a traditional laughingstock Sunday in Super Bowl 37. The Raiders, who have won three Super Bowls, play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who until recently haven't won much of anything. Commentator Peter Richmond has been talking to some of the players at the Super Bowl site in San Diego. He says that over the last few seasons, Oakland has been building steadily toward another championship.
The Raiders were expected to be here from the start. They have the pedigree. And this is almost a home game for them because they play here every year against the Chargers, and sometimes there are more Raider fans down here than Charger fans. On top of which, you'll remember in last year's playoffs, the Raiders felt they were cheated when a controversial call in the New England snow nullified a fumble and they lost. The year before that, they got knocked out in the playoffs. And the players this week said that they think the third time's the charm. They believe it's their turn. And they also believe very strongly in this quarterback, journeyman Rich Gannon, who's now 37, and he's definitely found his groove. He's the reason the Oakland offense is ranked number one in the National Football League.
37, so he was born in the year of the first Super Bowl.
Good point. That means the Roman numerals on his uniform, which take up like the entire left shoulder blade, reflect his age.
Now, how did Tampa Bay get there?
Tampa Bay got here on defense. It's number one in the league in defense, so for the first time since people actually started keeping these arcane statistics, we've got the best defense against the best offense. Tampa's motivation is very clear. This was a franchise that was born under a bad sign. In 1976, as an expansion team, you might remember, they lost all 14 of their games, which no one's done before or since. Then they lost the first 12 the following year, and they've been trying to get out from that for many years. They have an old warhorse quarterback of their own in Brad Johnson. He's 34, and he can throw very well if you give him time. And of course, they did get their coach, John Gruden, away from these same Raiders last year in exchange for a Pirates ransom of 4 draft picks and $8 million.
What are the keys to Sunday's game?
I think it's pretty simple. If the Tampa Bay defense can get to Rich Gannon and pressure him and throw off his timing the way they got to Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia last week, Oakland will be in trouble. So watch from the beginning whether Gannon is comfortable or whether he's running around back there. But the Raiders have a huge offensive line to protect him. Interviewing these guys this week, it was like sitting down with a half dozen redwood stumps. These are the biggest football players I have ever seen. And if they can keep Gruden's defense off Gannon, then the Raiders will score enough to win. Keep in mind that history hasn't been kind to teams playing in their first Super Bowls. But on the other hand, in just about any sport, good defense usually beats good offense.
But you're picking Oakland.
No, I'm not. I'm actually picking Tampa Bay. The football cognoscenti are saying that Tampa's defense is ideally suited to stop the Oakland offense, which is this, as you know, short drop back, quick passes, and surprise the other team. The combination of Tampa's defense team speed and Gruden's maniacal preparation, this guy is always ready, and there's no doubt that he's got something up his sleeve that's going to rile the Oakland offense. And that said, Tampa's probably going to score its share of points.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine and covers the NFL for Morning Edition.